Last night at the State of the City, the mayor outlined the Detroit Promise, mm-hmm. which, I mean, it was startling. $60,000 to attend CMU for yep. the average student. Zero if you go through the Detroit Promise. But the gateway to higher learning goes through a rather complicated and daunting form called the FAFSA form. And there is a big campaign underway this week to make sure that people fill out that form. It's Reach for the Pie contest. And we welcome in from the State of Michigan My Leap program, Diane Cosme, Director of Michigan Student Aid in the Michigan Department of Lifelong Education, Advancement, and Potential, also known as My Leap. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the pie we are reaching for is the bigger slice of the pie that we'll get with in terms of our economic future through higher learning. Is that the message?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think what we are trying to encourage is the FAFSA completion, which is, as you said, it is that gateway. It opens the door to many resources for financial aid to help our students and families determine what type of financial aid they qualify for and helps them make those decisions as they navigate that space of post-secondary education.
What about the problems, though? Which form are they filling out? I mean, there's been a lot of confusion since this rollout of this new form.
Yeah, this the form is still the free application for federal student aid. The timeline is a much different timeline than what some of our students are, many of our students who've completed this before are used to, because the application normally comes out in October. And because of the rollout of this new application that was delayed, and that application didn't become available until the end of December. But what we are hearing, fortunately, although this time frame doesn't look normal, is for those who have actually completed the application, it is much simpler to complete. It is, in talking to some of our students, they're saying it's taking 10, 15 minutes for them to complete, where in the past it could have been, a half an hour to an hour to complete or longer because of just the complexity in the past of the application, having more than 100 questions and sometimes not having clear direction. It's fortunate the application is much more simpler for our students to complete, but we are dealing with the challenge of this compressed time frame to get this information out to our students and families, let them know that it is available. They can still complete it. There's still many financial aid resources available. And we really wanted to highlight, especially our newest state program, which is the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, which started that particular program for starting in the class of 2023 and moving forward. This is a new program that's available, and it requires a student to complete the FAFSA to be considered. So we really want to get that information out to our students too. Even though this has been a bumpy rollout, this application is available right now 24/7 and available for our students to complete.
You know, Diane, the collaboration between My Leap and Hungry Howies and the Michigan Credit Union League, I mean, it really underscores the importance of these community partnerships and supporting educational initiatives. And it kind of contributes to the success and the fostering of financial literacy among students and families.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think, it takes a village. It takes you want to ensure that our students are properly supported when they and our families are properly supported so that they can make these decisions. It can be, as you indicated, can be daunting when you're talking about finances, when you're making that decision on what the next step will be in your future for a student. That can absolutely be daunting. And we want to take away some of that pressure by supporting our families and our students and letting them know we're here. There are many resources across the state through your high schools, through your community partners, through our state office. We are here to support our students and help them navigate that space.
Diane, you mentioned the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, and the challenges here is that some people don't know that these resources are available. But I mean, The original target was, we thought, maybe 41,000 students would sign up for those scholarships. It ended up being only 25,000. Do we know why we had that shortfall? Was it a communications issue? Or is it that there is just this hesitancy to invest in higher education?
I think it's probably a combination of those things that you mentioned. It's, you know, rollout of a new program, to trying to get that awareness out. I think in this second year and in this program, are making a much more concerted effort in getting that awareness out. You're seeing billboards, you're hearing commercial ads, you're seeing, we're getting information out to our high schools. All of that takes, you know, time to develop that communication throughout the state. And we're in that implementation of reaching out to all of our stakeholders that can help us to raise the awareness to our students and families. I think just in hearing, you know, anecdotes from our outreach team when they're out there at the schools and having conversations with our students, there's more awareness, and that is encouraging to hear, that we're actually getting questions from our students without prompting of, you know, are you aware? They're asking, they're coming forward and asking about this program, and that's encouraging. But we're still work to do. We still have to continue to press forward with our communication throughout the state to, you know, get to our stakeholders in our communities to, you know, really, you know, reinforce the awareness of this program. And, you know, I have a financial aid background. I've worked in financial aid before coming to the state for about 18 years working with students. Mm-hmm. And just the conversation of financial aid can be very just intimidating to have that conversation. Many times you don't know the questions to ask because you don't know what you don't know in this process. And this process is very individualized. A student needs to make a decision that makes sense for them. And, you know, that's what these resources through your financial aid offices, through your high school counselors, through your community partners are there to help students ask, you know, provide answers to those questions that they have. And, you know, like I said, and even help them identify the questions that they didn't know they needed to ask to help them make those decisions. And, you know, when we think about the Achievement Scholarship, this is a resource that's available, you know, for students that are considering skill trades, credentials, going to a right. community college, going to a four-year public or to a four-year private. There are resources through this program for each of those areas. So it is very wide standing, and that's why we want to really get that message out to our students, is there is an investment in a resource that was not available before but is available now, and we want to make sure that they're taking advantage of that.
So the message is, fill out the FAFSA. Even though there are these issues, it can get you to where you want to go.
Absolutely. It's a process. Once that FAFSA is completed, this is a process students will have to do year after year while they're in college. It's the first step, and it's going to open many resources to our students and families.
Indeed it will. Diane Cosme, thank you very much, and good luck at My Leap getting out the message as people reach for the pie.
Thank you. Really appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you. There was a state lawmaker that said, you know, I had no idea that I was eligible for a lot of financial aid to get to college. College wasn't even on my radar.
I think it was Darren Camilleri.
I think it was Darren Camilleri. And he said, until I filled out the FAFSA, that's why he has this bill out there to make this mandatory. Some folks feel that's a little intrusive, but it kicks open the door to awareness that you could do this. When we come back, there will be a strike today at St. John's Ascension Hospital. It's happening at 2 p.m. What's behind it? How long will they be out? Is this informational only, or is their goal to stop work there? We will talk to one of the leaders of that strike next on JR Morning at 6:49. It is allergy season. I haven't even noticed things are blooming out there, and it is beautiful, but that means there's going to be a lot of pollen in the air as well. One thing I've learned that can really make a difference and keep you from sneezing is a hypoallergenic air filter on your air conditioning system. It can really reduce symptoms like sneezing and congestion and just make you more comfortable. These filters work by trapping allergens like pollen, dust, pet dander, too, to create a healthier environment for you. And as we step into allergy season in spring, make sure that you schedule an AC tune-up and take advantage of these technologies. Do it now to ensure that your home's air filter and AC system is running efficiently and effectively. And who better to do it for you than the Corian family at CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. They are one of Michigan's best residential heating and cooling companies because they always put the customer first. Their motto, service today, install tomorrow. This spring, get that AC tune-up or take advantage of the Carrier Cool Cash savings when getting a new Carrier air conditioner. Let technology work to make you more comfortable. CNC Heating and Air Conditioning, from service to install. Call 586-439-3319. That's 586-439-3319. Or visit cncheat.com. That's cncheat.com. Carrier, turn to the experts.